That was Brandon Vessel, and we've got him on the phone. Brandon, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Ethan, my newest Facebook friend.
That's right. Yeah, did you accept me?
You've been accepted.
Excellent.
You've been accepted.
Excellent.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to excellent wall posts in the future. Are you a big Facebook user?
I've gotten, over the last probably 6 months, I've stepped it up. At first, I held strong, didn't take part for a long time, but, you know, I fell for it.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm all in. I'm stalking everybody.
Now, what about Twitter? Are you into Twitter?
I actually just signed up for Twitter. I have a whopping 7 followers as we speak.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to join me, my Twitter nation.
What's your, is it just Brandon Vessel?
Yeah, Brandon Vessel.
Excellent. Very original. I like
it. Yeah.
Well, now this, your new album, did this just come out? I never know when these albums come out. Did it just come out?
It came out back in October.
Oh, okay.
Just now. Promoting it, I guess. Don't ask me why.
How's the reception been?
It's been good. It's been good. The people that have gotten it really liked it. Do about 45 minutes, I think, it came out too. So, it's taped here in L.A., but it ended up being the same night as Game 7, Boston versus Lakers. So,
So, were you disappointed that you didn't get to watch the game? Or?
No, I didn't care about that. I was just afraid no one was going to come.
But
we ended up having a great show. So it turned out really well. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, from what I've heard, I think it's great. Now,
thanks.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
Going on 9 years now.
Oh, wow. Now, I saw online that you grew up in Oklahoma?
That's right. Altus, Oklahoma. Now, southwest corner.
Okay. Now, were you doing stand-up in Oklahoma, or...?
I wanted to do it since I was about 8 years old, but I never really told anyone, because it's just a weird thing to want to do.
Yeah.
For 8 years old.
Well, there are weirder things to want to do as an 8 year old.
Yeah, now that I'm older, it's much weirder. But, and then I finally got the courage to do it when I was in college, my last year of college, and then I moved out here.
So you moved out to...
Out here being L.A. Sorry.
You moved out to pursue stand-up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So that's 8 years is really great for, getting a CD out. That's really amazing. I've been doing it for, I think, 5 years, and I don't think I have more than 15 minutes of material.
Oh, really? Well.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, now, what did you study in college?
I was a communications major.
Okay.
And the only reason I was that, because I would watch Evening at the Improv and the other stand-up shows that were on, and if a comedian ever said anything about college... seemed like they said they were a communications major, so I thought you had to do that.
Oh, okay.
So I did that.
Being a comedian now for as long as you are, do you think it helped you?
No.
No.
Not one bit.
Do you think, like, taking theater would help someone to do stand-up?
It would probably help you be more comfortable on stage, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like, I came from no kind of acting or theater, anything background. This is all I wanted to do, and it took me a long time to, figure out what I was doing up there.
Right. So did it...
Maybe people who are in theater, maybe, I don't know, maybe they know how to do stuff on stage, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So was actually getting up on stage, was that the hardest part for you? Is that why you waited so long?
One, the bar wouldn't let you in if you weren't 21.
Right, right.
That was the main reason, and then... just finally building up the courage to do it. Finally saying that's it. I got to do it. I'm gonna do this. I got to get started.
So did you go to an open mic to do your first set?
Yeah, I went to an open mic at Joker's Comedy Club in Oklahoma City. It's not there anymore, but
okay.
You had to take a workshop, and then they would approve you to get on stage. It took me 2 workshops that I got on stage.
So do they help you write the material, or?
They just kind of, you got up there and you did what you were gonna do. The show, and then everyone there, other comedians included, would kind of critique you and help you.
Well, that sounds like a good thing, though.
It's a good system, yeah.
Yeah, I wish there was. Well, we in Albany, New York, here we have a number of just stand-up comedy open mics separate from comedy clubs, which is really great. But I think if we didn't have that, that would be a really good system.
Yeah, it was because that was the only game in town. It still is pretty much. Well, the comedy club there now.
Mm-hmm.
So. there weren't a lot of options, but luckily I was one of only like six people locally that took it serious, so got a lot of stage time.
That's great.
That's the best. The more stage time you can get, the better.
Yeah, definitely. Now, would you say, you know, the material you use when doing an Oklahoma versus L.A., do you have to kind of change the material for the audience? Have you noticed?
You know, I really haven't.
No?
I made a conscious effort not to, just to see, because I want to know if I can play all over the country, so I just do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I've been getting a really good response lately.
That's great. Now that you have your album out, are you retiring the material that you used on that, or are you still kind of using it as you write new stuff?
Yeah, I use it to, like, kind of break in new stuff, surround new stuff, you know?
Right, right.
And I'll still use, like, some of the stuff's gotten better since that, you know, every time I record something, think of 10 tags the next day, you know, and you're like, damn it, I just wasted all that tape.
Right.
But so it's constantly, the bits I just like doing, I just keep doing them, and they always evolve into something else. It's a great way for me to develop material.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you've done some acting. I saw you had an IMDb, a couple titles there.
Yeah, I've just been in some friends' projects, low-budget stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything big. Acting's weird, man. I feel weird. I'm sure you watched Louie.
Yeah.
That episode where he was the cop. He was talking about how stupid he felt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was acting. He nailed it, man. I mean, he's up on a much higher level, of course. I've just done this on very small things, nothing impressive at all. But,
right.
Just on that scale, I felt like a complete idiot the whole time. I don't know. It's just weird.
I always
weird
kinda...
being a grown person playing pretend. It's just weird.
I always kind of thought, though, that like acting is easier than stand-up because you have something that you're definitely going to say, you know, you don't have to worry about the audience, you know, affecting your performance.
Yeah. But just that act of a bunch of room full of people looking at me pretend to be something. I don't know, it just feels weird.
So do you do any improv then, or do you stay away from it?
No, I really haven't done any improv. I improv on stage, of course.
Right.
But no organized improv now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess, you know, being wanting to do stand-up since you're eight, are you still a fan of the comedians that you grew up listening to? Or
yeah.
Have your tastes changed now that you've, you know, been in the industry?
Changed. They've definitely changed, but the classics I still love to watch.
Yeah.
You know, all the classics, Pryor and all those guys.
Who are some of your all-time favorites that you...
It feels generic when you say it, but Pryor's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Love Louis C.K., Brian Regan, Jim Gaffigan is fantastic. Bill Burr is probably my favorite right now.
Have you gotten to perform with any of them?
I performed with Bill Burr, like, right when I moved to town. He just stopped in and did a guest spot, and he was really cool, but
he
hadn't really done much yet at that point, but he kind of blew up after that.
Yeah.
But I just think he's fantastic.
He's really great. Yeah, I saw him a couple months ago in Albany. He's really a pro, you know? Like,
you don't really get... You do it for a while, and you don't really get excited about seeing anybody really that mm-hmm. much. But he's one of the guys I get excited about, and Dave Chappelle, of course. But I haven't seen him do anything forever.
Yeah, he kind of dropped off the map after that whole feud with Comedy Central.
Yeah, he pops up here in L.A. doing spots. He just did a spot, this place called The Parlor, on Monday night.
Oh, okay.
But they said wasn't really doing stand-up. He brought a band up there with him.
Oh, wow.
Played in the hotel he was staying at or something. I don't know.
That would be really cool. Like, you're just playing some stupid hotel gig, and then Dave Chappelle asks you to come perform with him. That'd be really cool.
Ready to walk around and be able to take the hotel's band.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I would love to do that, to steal people's employees all night long. Take them with me to my stand-up shows.
After witnessing that, or after hearing about that, do you now wish that someday you can be someone that can just take bands with you?
Absolutely. I'm taking everybody's band if I get the chance.
Would you ever consider doing like musical comedy, or, you know, getting someone to play guitar while you sing songs or something?
mean now, probably not. No. I play guitar.
Oh, yeah?
I play guitar with somebody on stage and do something, but I don't sing, even for funny.
No.
It's just good.
Now,
and I can't play and sing at the same time, so I can never do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm no way at all coordinated enough to ever play an instrument, so I'd be afraid of that. But, you know, like, I know L.A. is really competitive with people trying to get acting jobs and trying to get noticed. Have you ever had a joke stolen that you've known of?
When I first moved out here, the only time I know of it happened for sure, I did an open mic at the Laugh Factory, and then you can only do it once a month. So the next time around, I was in line with the guy that was there with me the time before, and he was like, "Hey, man, I had a joke about dolphins liking sex," or something. I don't even remember the joke.
Okay.
But he said, "Oh, that guy that was here with us last time, he was doing your joke at this bar."
Oh,
he thought it was like a compliment thing. He was like, "You should be proud of that."
Oh, yeah.
So, wow, that was fast. That was like my second week here or something. I think everybody, you know, you hear about that. I mean, there's definitely people who steal stuff, but for the most part, I think everyone stays away from original stuff. I mean,
right.
Some of, a lot of the same topics get covered, as you know. But
right, yeah. Now, you know, being in stand-up for, you said 8 years, right?
Yeah, going on nine.
Nine, okay. Have you ever dated another comedian?
I guess you can call it dating.
Okay.
Met up at places and made out.
Okay.
just one. It didn't last long.
Hey, I've always heard that like two comedians together is never a good mix.
Yeah, it wasn't a good idea. I don't think that's a good idea either. The mood swings are too crazy.
Do you have any like comedians you perform with that are dating other comedians?
Not really.
No.
You bring that up. I never really thought about it, but no. Ralphie May and his wife.
Right.
I know them, but barely know them.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool how they tour together, though, because, you know, one can take care of the kids while the other's on stage.
They should never be on the stage at the same time.
Right. Yeah, I actually saw them once hand off a kid, you know, as they handed off the mic.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you think is the hardest part about doing stand-up that you've noticed?
For me, the hardest side is the business side, the getting, you know, getting the CD out, all that stuff, getting
right.
people to buy it, getting yourself booked. That's the actual stand-up part. I'd say, you ask most comedians, that's the best part. I mean, that's what we do it for.
Right.
That's where it's fun. But the business side just makes it like real work.
Yeah.
Ugh. Nobody should have to do that.
Well, that's why they have agents and stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any plans to do, like, another album or a DVD?
Well, I'll probably start, now that one's out, start working on new stuff, and hopefully by, you know, a couple years.
Yeah.
Have it up for a new one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan.
Cool. Have you ever had, like, sometime on stage where you just completely screwed something up or something really horrible happened, something embarrassing or...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what would you say is the most memorable?
Mine's embarrassing because, you know, people have cool drug stories, but I was in Tucson, and I had a real bad head cold, and I took Vic 44.
Okay.
I took, like, three shots of it 30 minutes before I go on stage. I was in bad shape, man. I couldn't breathe.
Oh, jeez.
And that stuff hit me harder than any alcohol I ever drank, and I was pacing before I go on stage because I couldn't remember anything.
Oh, man.
Tanked it for like 10 minutes. I finally got it together, but ooh. From Vic 44, man. That's a sad story.
Yeah, isn't that like 15% alcohol or something?
I guess so.
30
so.
Proof. Oh, man, that's crazy. So you don't do any drugs, or have you experimented with them?
Not really.
No.
Yeah.
Stay away from them. It's good. It's good to hear. Well, how do you say the title of your album? I've never taken any Spanish or anything.
No Moleste.
No Moleste.
Moleste. Yeah, that was what the door sign at the La Quinta Inn in El Paso, Texas said.
So you just...
And it really freaked me out.
You kind of felt that if it wasn't on the door, that someone might come in and molest.
Yeah, like I say on the album, I slip in the corner of my room so nothing can sneak up on me. you just hope, because at least I give you the option.
Right. Oh, man. Well, Brandon, I'm really excited about the CD. I'm definitely going to keep playing it. There's some really great tracks on there.
Thanks.
You know, anytime you want to come on, promote something, definitely here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Brandon.
Check
it
out the album. To the listeners, go check it out.
Yeah, it's by New Wave Dynamics. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. And you've got a website, right?
Yeah, just got it remodeled, BrandonVestal.com.
Cool. And
you can also check out almostmediocre.com. It's a site I do with some friends, sketches and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Great. Well, Brandon, cool. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me, new Facebook friend.
Yes.
I look forward to it.
We'll have to like each other and comment.
All right, man.
All right, Brandon. Take care.
Later.
All right, bye. It was Brandon Vestal. You can check him out, BrandonVestal.com, Twitter.com/BrandonVestal, and he said almostmediocre.com. I'm definitely going to check that out. I love, I always love a good sketch comedy. Here on Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Olmney, the only stand-up comedy radio show in upstate New York.